Good evening and welcome to Lehigh Valley Art Salon this evening. Tonight we are featuring the art of brewing, as will be on display in the Lehigh Valley in amazing quantities in the inaugural Lehigh Valley Beer Week. Lehigh Valley Beer Week beginning 1 week from today on February the 11th. And we have in the studio with us the organizer, or one of the main organizers of the inaugural Lehigh Valley Beer Week, and a new brewer, or a brewer with a new brewery here in the Lehigh Valley, who will be one of the participants in the Lehigh Valley Beer Week. In the studio with us, Jesse Albertson, one of the organizers. Welcome to WDIY.
Thank you.
And secondly, Kurt Keck, the brewer and owner of Hijinks Brewery, which recently opened in the Lehigh Valley, and they will be a participant in a number of events at the Lehigh Valley Beer Week. We'll cover their participation in that. Also, we'll cover them as a new brewery serving the Lehigh Valley. Kurt, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Okay, let's talk about the beer festival first. Jesse, tell us how you came, what motivated you, what was the origin of coming up with the Lehigh Valley Beer Week?
Well, I'm a huge beer fanatic, and I've been visiting every city I can, every time I can, to try some of their beers. Philly Beer Week has been awesome, and I just remember, being out on my back porch, looking at the Philly Beer Week app on my phone, thinking about where I was going to go in the next day when I went down to visit, and I was like, why don't we do this in the Lehigh Valley? There's so many awesome breweries and so many awesome bars and restaurants around here. It just kind of seemed to make sense.
Yeah, I fully agree, and it's well warranted. I mean, the Lehigh Valley has been quite a hotbed of craft brewing. Weyerbacher's starting off in, what, the early 90s in the Lehigh Valley?
I think they're like 16 or 17 years. You would know,
Kurt. Yeah. I believe it was 1995.
1995, the same year that DIY went on the air. A good year. And then, of course, Jesse, full disclosure, is the general manager at Fegley's Brew Works, in addition to being the organizer of the Beer Week. And, of course, the Brew Works in their Bethlehem and Allentown locations have been adding to the quality craft beer in the area since, what, at least 10 years, right?
So 98 will be 15 years in Bethlehem in April.
Right, and the Lehigh Valley also has the Golden Avalanche Brewing out in Kutztown and other, basically, greater Lehigh Valley area. There's Sly Fox down in Phoenixville. We now have Sam Adams making some quality beers, although they're by a long way from being a microbrewery, but I think some of their beers definitely fit the craft beer mold as well. Who have I missed?
You got Free Will down in Perkasie, and then we have Kurt in Allentown, and we have Round Guys down in Lansdale.
Yep, so that's basically three new additions in the last year or so to the brewing scenario here in the Lehigh Valley, right?
Yeah, it's huge, and Lehigh Valley, we have three awesome little cities that combine this huge area of Lehigh Valley, and just to see newer breweries come around and making solid beer, and especially a lot of really awesome restaurants coming around that are appreciating the art of craft beer and celebrating it,
and pairing beer with food and making it very clear that beer is equally good as a fine wine to go with various different dishes and to cook with.
Yeah, absolutely.
So tell us, during Beer Week, the type of events that are happening, there's a whole range of different types of events, right?
Yeah, Lehigh Valley Beer Week starts a week from today, February 11th through the 17th. And, the events are all over the place, everything from beer dinners to, featuring different breweries, a lot of meet the brewers, meet the owners of breweries. And the cool thing that I think that will set Lehigh Valley Beer Week apart is it just seems that the Lehigh Valley, really, when the bars and restaurants around the area came time to pick their events, they really wanted to focus on the local breweries. Hijinks is in numerous events. It's the same thing with Weyerbacher and Free Will, and all those breweries we mentioned earlier are really definitely seem to be prevalent in the events around us.
And in addition to the locally based breweries, there are a number of out-of-area breweries being featured, and brewers coming in to give to talk about their beers, right?
Yeah, I mean, when it came time for the restaurants and bars to pick their events, I mean, that was totally up to them. And, you know, it's the beers that they wanted or the breweries that they wanted. You know, there's Sierra Nevada and Bell's and some of the, you know, the huge, you know, well-known just for always making awesome beer. Obviously, they're going to do events for that, you know. So if I'm the bar owner, you know, not my favorite brewery is, you know, whoever, that's obviously who I want to be there. But it seemed that most of the bars and the restaurants thought local first, which is really cool. And, you know, places that's the coolest thing about Lehigh Valley Brewery, because that you're going to hopefully get to taste beer that you never tried before and probably see a brewery in that you would never see in that bar. So it's a lot of time. It's the first time that a brewery is going to be in a certain venue.
I'm already getting excited.
Me too.
Next Monday. And the kickoff is next Monday. And one key event next Monday, one part of the Beer Week, was having a competition amongst local home brewers to submit their beer and have the best one selected to be brewed in conjunction with a commercial brewer at the Brew Works and to be launched on the first night of the festival. So tell us a bit about the winner and the winning beer.
Yeah, we're really excited about this whole event. In general, but we had a contest a few weeks back called you know, Be Our Brewer for a Day. You know, I'm a huge beer fanatic, and I just remember when I was homebrewing back in the day that I would kill for an opportunity to you know, bend the ear of a brewmaster. And
and Kurt, I think you were a homebrewer for a long time before starting Hijinks, right?
Yeah, I've been brewing about 17 years now.
Yeah, so it's really, this could be a pathway for yet another.
Yeah, and when we decided to have this competition, you know, it's like a lot of questions go, is there that many people around the valley that homebrew? Is there going to be an interest? Are people really going to care? And, you know, so we had a competition where we said, and it was very fast where we did it. We only gave people like 4 days to come in and submit their beers to the Allentown Brewworks, and we had over 60 people submitted their beer. So that's 60 people that get in their cars, drive to Allentown, drop off two of, you know, their select stash of their best beer, and then you know, our brewery team had to, you know, tirelessly drink all those beers, unfortunately for
tough
them
job.
I guess.
But
yeah,
wow.
You know, it's tough.
Somebody's got to sacrifice.
No, they're someone's probably listening to this on the radio smiling going, eh, it was work. But yeah, so we had to do that, and we picked our favorite was a gentleman by Mike named Mike Sexton, and we picked his beer. It just seemed to be the one that stuck out the most, and it was a black rye IPA. So the whole point was, we're going to brew that and give it enough time, so we're going to release it a week from today on the first day of Lehigh Valley Beer Week, and we're going to call the beer LVBW1, so hopefully be like the first inaugural ale, and then, you know, next year there'll be LVBW2, and we're looking to do that. So I'm thinking, because we had such a short time span to put this together, that, you know, next year there could be 600 homebrews that we have to drink through. And so what we're going to do is, sorry, I'm long-winded. We're going to do Monday, February 11th at 5:15 at the Allentown Brewworks. We're going to have the mayors of Bethlehem and Easton behind the bar, and they're going to do a ribbon cutting ceremony to, you know, ceremonial release the taps. Let the beer flow for Lehigh Valley Beer Week, and that'll be the first time that we try this beer. We're going to be giving out samples to everybody, and you know, just kind of celebrating the fact that we're going to drink some beer for a week.
Yeah, and a black eye rye IPA sounds perfect for this weather. I actually spoke with Michael briefly on the phone on Friday. He couldn't make it down here tonight, but he mentioned that he had a couple of inspirations for this beer, and one of them was the Insidious Brew, the Imperial Stout brewed by the Brew Works, and his second inspiration was the Rye IPA brewed by Sierra Nevada, and he sort of considered this as sort of a hybrid between those two beers, and a couple of superb beers to be a hybrid in between.
Definitely.
So that should be fun to get to taste that beer next Monday night. And that will be available both at the Allentown Brew Works and the Bethlehem Brew Works.
Yeah, it'll be available at both locations. We're actually hoping to send some to Shangy's, and then it'll be available at all the bars around the area if they want to put it on. So we're offering it to the Valley, so hopefully that everyone will, you know, consider that the, you know, the Lehigh Valley Beer Week beer, that they can, everyone can get that in their own pub.
Kurt, were you part of the of the judging team here?
I was not, but I'd be happy to do it next year.
so would I.
Yeah, we have four brewers at the Allentown Brewworks, and two of them, Josh and Mike, had to sit there and, you know, it's, people think it's an easy job, but they definitely put a lot of time and effort into it, and they seriously judged each one.
Yeah, I have been a beer judge once, and I know it's not easy. It really is difficult coming down to the final choice between a few really good beers. Pick out a few more of the events. I mean, I'm looking at the program here. By the way, tell people where they can find the program.
Yeah, absolutely. LehighValleyBeerWeek.com is the website, and then you can find us on Facebook and Twitter very easily. All the events are listed. Our website, our team behind Lehigh Valley Beer Week has been really busy the last few weeks adding all these events. I mean, I haven't even counted them all. I think we're probably at like 75 events. Some ones that stick out, like I said, the kickoff celebration at the Allentown Brewworks on Monday. That's, we're hoping, that's going to be a really big one, especially to have the mayors there. And that was really important for us to know that the community is behind this event. You know, when the mayors want to come out for this, it's really important. We can see that's when it became real, I guess. If I try to pick one a day that was good, off the top of my head, geez, now I'm forgetting. We're doing a really cool one. One of the ones that sticks out the most that I keep talking about. I'm trying to pull up my phone here. Sorry. I know on Tuesday, I talked about Monday. Tuesday at Black and Blue in Easton, they're doing a Weyerbacher reunion night where they're doing Weyerbacher trivia. So they're looking to have some of the past and future and present employees of Weyerbacher come out, and they're going to, you know, have a bunch of beers on tap and do some Weyerbacher trivia. You know, Easton and Weyerbacher are, you know, they go together perfectly, obviously. And
and it's being held at Black and Blue, right?
Yeah, it's at Black and Blue. And yeah, I'm going to try to come out to that one. We're actually, the Brewworks is doing a beer dinner at Seta Luna that night as well. So I'm going to try to sneak up the road to do that.
There is stuff absolutely everywhere around the valley, isn't there? There's Easton, Bethlehem, Emmaus, Allentown.
Yeah, we even, you know, the first year we didn't want to, you know, to exclude anybody from it, so you know, all the way down to Spinnerstown, you know, down past Quakertown, and actually even Freebridge, outside of, is actually in Phillipsburg, New Jersey, but they could throw a rock at Easton, so we figured let them in. And there's a lot of awesome nights, a lot of awesome events coming in. One of the ones that really sticks out to me, I think it's gonna be really cool, is in Easton they're doing this thing called the Bermuda Triangle, Porter's Pub, Black and Blue, and Two Rivers are all, you know, about in this nice little triangle. So they're calling that the Bermuda Triangle, and they're going to have a Bermuda Triangle pub crawl, a pirate pub crawl on Saturday. And so I just, you know,
Saturday,
imagine,
February 16th. Right?
Yep. So, you know, Saturday's there's events going on everywhere. But you can just, if you drive through Easton, you see a bunch of people in pirate hats having a blast. You know, that's because of Lehigh Valley Beer Week.
Okay. We have about time for a break here, and then we'll come back and we'll talk to Kurt, and Kurt can tell us about the Hijinks event at the beer festival. Also tell us a bit about himself as a brewer and his new brewery here in the Lehigh Valley, Hijinks. We'll be back right after these messages.
WDIY is pleased to partner with the Zollner Arts Center, presenting the New York Jazz Repertory Orchestra, featuring the music of Jimi Hendrix, Saturday, February 2nd at 8 p.m. For information, 610-758-2787 or zollnerartscenter.org.
And you are back with Lehigh Valley Arts Salon. I'm Bill Ultramont-Smith, your host this evening, and our guest this evening, Jesse Albertson, organizer of the inaugural Lehigh Valley Beer Week, and Kurt Keck, head brewer and owner of a brand new nano brewery in Allentown. Hi, in Allentown, correct, Kurt?
Yes, yeah, it's in Allentown.
Yeah, suddenly I knew it was Lehigh Valley. I thought it was Allentown. Hijinks Brewing, and they will be participating in the Lehigh Valley Beer Week, and their beer, you opened about how long ago? About a few months?
We released our first beers September 1st of last year.
And your beers are available where? We're going to talk about the beer festival, but just tell us where else your beers are regularly.
Currently, we're available at the Spinnerstown Hotel, down near Quakertown, the Tavern on Liberty, Strange Brew on Emmaus Avenue, Steel Garden at the Brewworks in Bethlehem, and Curious Goods in Germansville.
Okay, so you've already got quite a good pickup. I describe you as a nano brewery, and I think that's correct.
That is accurate.
Right. Roughly the distinction between a nano and a microbrewery. Roughly volume per year, where does that come?
Generally, they say the nano brewery is anything under 3 barrels, which it would equate to 93 gallons.
3 barrels?
Per batch.
Per batch, yes,
okay.
That's correct.
And you're typically putting through a batch of?
One barrel. We brew 1 barrel at a time.
Yeah, okay. And per week?
Per week.
One barrel per week.
That's correct.
Okay. Yes, that's definitely nano.
Yeah, Brewworks, our brew system is 15 barrel, just to put it into perspective.
Yep. Okay. Thank you. So, Kurt, tell us about the types of beers you're brewing, and then tell us about your involvement in Lehigh Valley Beer Week.
We brew a number of different styles. I love beer. I love all kinds of beer. So, we're happy to put out some a variety of styles. Currently available on the market is a Russian Imperial Stout. That is the Steal Your Face Stout. And that clocks in at about 10.1% alcohol.
Okay, so that's a strong winter full-bodied beer.
Yeah. Me personally, I drink it all year round. That's my favorite style. We also have a Belgian Strong Ale, dark strong ale, kind of equate to what some people would know as a quad. Mm-hmm. And that clocks in at about 10% alcohol. Those are our two big beers. We do the Prankster's Porter, which is a traditional brown porter, which we're actually, Jesse and I are sampling right now.
Right, and I will be sampling once I come off the air. And that's one I think you're very well known for. That a porter, that's more like 4.5%, 5% alcohol?
That one is exactly 5% alcohol. Yeah.
So an easy drinking session beer.
That's an all-nighter, yeah.
It's awesome.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm really proud of that beer. I actually won a gold medal at the Masters Championships of Amateur Brewing with that beer.
Oh, magnificent.
So, obviously prior to Hijinks opening, but we also have the Pitch Penny Ale, which is a traditional ESB. It's a very well-balanced English strong bitter. Again, an all-night beer for most people. Definitely a great beer.
Okay.
We have a few new beers coming out. They haven't been released to the market yet, but we have a coffee beer coming out soon, which we just got registered.
Is that a coffee stout? Or?
It's a coffee porter. It's basically the exact same beer as the Prankster's Porter with Honduran coffee. And the coffee is actually roasted locally at Taylor Roasted Coffee in Northampton.
Is that one of the beers you'll have at the Beer Week?
We are hoping to have that out in time for Lehigh Valley Beer Week.
Okay, so tell us a bit about your events at the Beer Week, and Jesse, jump in when you as necessary.
Yeah, well, we have an event that's going to possibly take place on Monday. We haven't confirmed it yet, but the confirmed events are Friday night. We will be at Strange Brew on Emmaus Avenue.
Fridays, that's the 15th of February.
That is correct.
Yep.
And we will be doing a cask of Hop Havoc IPA, and there will be hops in the cask, and I believe they will have the Imperial Stout on draft as well. And then on Saturday the 16th, we will be doing a cask versus draft, so we'll have a cask of IPA as well as a draft of IPA at the Tavern on Liberty.
So you can make the comparison between it coming fresh from the cask.
And it's a considerable difference. It's really surprising.
Yeah, I love a cask beer.
I'm a big fan of the cask.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And then on Sunday, the 17th, we'll be doing a beer dinner with the Lehigh Valley Gastro Club at Jack Callahan's Ale House, and that's on Tillman Street.
And you'll be pairing some of your beers with different dishes?
We'll be pairing, I believe at this point they're talking about 3 beers throughout the courses. I believe it's a 5-course dinner, and they'll be pairing the beers with Chef Tim Howell's recipes.
And you'll be there at all 3 of these events and talking about your beers?
I will be there at all three events and happily having pints
signing
with everybody.
Signing beer glasses. And we just hit on a beer dinner. Jesse, there are a number of other beer dinners happening during the week as well, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of beer dinners. You know, can I shamelessly plug the Brewworks? We're doing a huge one. I think we have almost 80 tickets sold so far, featuring Victory Brewing out of Downingtown, as well as Brewworks Beers. Our brewmaster, Bo Baden, will be there. So there's 5 courses, 9 beers. So that should be pretty fun. That's where I'll be on Saturday. We were talking about that earlier on Saturday. Something I wish I could do if I could split myself in half. I would be at the Bethlehem Brewers because Chris Bowen is doing a presentation. He's a local beer historian, and he's a
owner of Hammersmith Brewing.
Yep,
which is a non-professional.
So he's obviously a good friend of the Brewworks and the beer community in the Lehigh Valley, and he's doing a presentation on his Arctic Alchemy trip that he took a few years back. He's got some footage from his soon-to-be-put-out movie, so that's going to be really cool, and that'll be in the Steel Garden down on Saturday night.
Yeah, Chris was actually here exactly where you're sitting talking about the trip the weekend before making the trip, before heading up to Canada to brew the beer in the Arctic Circle and bring it back. And it's an amazing story. So that Saturday night, there's a huge amount of stuff happening.
Yeah, Saturday is obviously going to be the big one. I mean, when you think of, going out, that's, Saturday night, Tuesday. But all week long, I mean, just because it's Valentine's Day on Thursday, it gives everyone a chance all week long. If you want to beat the crowds, you can go out with your significant other earlier or later. But there's events literally too many to mention. So
we are running out of time. So tell people again where information is available, both for Lehigh Valley Beer Week and for Hijinks Brewing.
Yeah, it's LehighValleyBeerWeek.com. You can find information on the website. All the events are split. For every day, so there's events going on. And then on Facebook, we have created a Facebook event for every single event, which was a lot of work. So LehighValleyBeerWeek.com, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter as well. Hijinks is
And Hijinks
well.
Is www.hijinksbrewing.com, and that's H-I-J-I-N-X Brewing. And we have a Facebook page as well.
Okay, thank you very much, gentlemen. Thank you for coming in on Lehigh Valley Art Salon. We've been talking with Jesse Albertson, organizer of the inaugural Lehigh Valley Beer Week, and Kirk Keck, owner, brewmaster at Hijinks Brewing. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for having me.
I'm Maria Filosa from WDIY, and you're listening to Tasty Seasonal Recipes for the Everyday Chef. Beer is one of the oldest known beverages, possibly dating back to 9500 BC. In fact, it is the most widely consumed alcoholic beverage and comes in third as the most popular drink, with water and tea coming in first and second. Today, the brewing industry is a global business. However, microbreweries and home brewing have given rise to more experimentation and diversity of flavors. This gives the cook a great opportunity to add uniqueness to recipes, from meats to baked goods. Beer is a great marinade for tougher cuts of meat. It can be used alone, or you can add seasonings to further enhance the flavor. My father loved to cook with beer. His specialty was kielbasa and sauerkraut cooked in beer. You can also use bratwurst, sausage, or even hot dogs. First brown the sausages, then add some onions and sauerkraut to the pan. Fill with beer and let it cook for about 30 minutes or more to let the flavors mix. A pilsner or pale ale works best in this dish. Another favorite in my family is beer canned chicken. This dish is fun to make for a party, since the cooked chicken looks like it's sitting down ready to join the rest of the guests. First, wash the outside of the beer can and place it in the center of a pan. Open and remove the tab. After you wash and dry the chicken, set it down over the full can with most of the can inside the cavity of the chicken. Place a potato or an onion in the neck to keep the steam in while it's cooking. Rub the skin with oil, then season with salt, pepper, and garlic, or whatever rub you like. Place a foil tent around the chicken and cook for 1 hour at 350 degrees. Then remove the foil tent to allow the skin to crisp and cook for another hour or so, depending upon the size of your chicken. The beer will steam the inside and keep the meat moist and delicious. Then use some of the beer remaining in the can to deglaze the pan to make a really tasty sauce. A nice bread to serve with your chicken dish is, of course, beer bread. Choose the type of beer to go with the type of grains you will be using in your bread, such as a full-bodied malty brew, like an imperial brown ale, in a whole grain bread. The recipe is very easy and only requires a few ingredients.
Mix 3 cups of flour with 3 teaspoons of baking powder and 1 teaspoon of salt. Then stir in 12 ounces of beer. Don't overmix this batter or your bread will be tough. Stir only until the ingredients have blended together. Pour the batter into a loaf pan lined with parchment paper. Bake the bread in a 350-degree oven for 45 minutes or until a toothpick inserted in the center comes out clean. Let this bread cool before cutting and serving. Beer makes a great frying batter. Use the type of beer you enjoy drinking with the dish you are making. Mix 1 cup of beer, 1 1/4 cups of flour, 2 tablespoons of baking powder, 4 eggs, and a tablespoon of seasoning of your choice. Blend well, then dip your vegetables, chicken, or seafood into the batter, letting the excess drip off before putting it into the fryer. The oil should be at least 2 inches deep and about 350 degrees. Once the food is browned, let it drain on some paper towels. If you're really adventurous, try dipping and frying some cakes or cookies. Now that's an interesting dessert. Speaking of dessert, you can also make a great cake batter with beer. Use malty, less hoppy beers. A stout works well if chocolate is added to your recipe. Mix 2 cups of flour with 2 teaspoons of baking powder and 1/4 teaspoon of salt. In another bowl, beat 4 eggs with 1 1/2 cups of sugar, 2 tablespoons of oil, and 2 teaspoons of vanilla. Add the beer, then fold the dry ingredients into the wet ingredients, mixing thoroughly. Pour the batter into a greased pan and bake at 375 degrees for 30 minutes, up to an hour, depending upon the depth of your pan. If you are baking cupcakes, it may only take 20 to 30 minutes. A deep round pan can take up to an hour. Test the cake with a toothpick. If it comes out clean, it is done. Let the cake cool for 10 minutes, then invert it onto a dish. Drizzle the cooled cake with a glaze made from powdered sugar and a little milk. Beer can be added to stew, chili, or even soup, so don't be afraid to experiment. Full-bodied, winter seasonal beers often work well. Beer is quite healthy as it contains vitamins and minerals. So pour a hearty mug for yourself and one for the cook. I'm Maria Filosa. Thanks for listening to Tasty Seasonal Recipes for the Everyday Chef. Have a bountiful day.
Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of the Press.
With 5 Oscar nominations, Django Unchained has been on my must-see list of movies in theatrical release. Still, I had a lot of trepidation about seeing Django Unchained. I delayed seeing Quentin Tarantino's latest opus, and an opus it is, because of advance word about its depiction of graphic violence and the extensive use of the N-word. That said, Django Unchained deserves the Oscar nominations for Picture, Original Screenplay, Supporting Actor Christoph Waltz, Cinematography, and Sound Editing. Django Unchained is a genre mashup from Hollywood studio system Western movies like The Magnificent Seven to spaghetti Westerns like A Fistful of Dollars to the uber violence of Sam Peckinpah like The Wild Bunch to 1970s blaxploitation films like Shaft. The results serve Tarantino's storyline well, which has to do with a bounty hunter, Dr. King Schultz, played by Christoph Waltz, who buys the freedom of a slave, Django, played by Jamie Foxx, and convinces him to accompany him on his bounty hunting. They head to a Mississippi plantation to locate Django's wife, Broomhilda, played by Kerry Washington. The plantation is owned by Calvin Candy, played by Leonardo DiCaprio, whose head slave, Stephen, is played by Samuel L. Jackson, and almost unrecognizable in gray hair, balding, and makeup of an elderly person. The story, we're told, takes place in 1858, 2 years before the Civil War. Django Unchained is the other side of the movie Lincoln. Leonardo DiCaprio has great fun in a scene-stealing over-the-top role as a southern gentleman with a heart of darkness. Jamie Foxx is in fine form as the understated Django, just hinting at the vengeance bubbling below his surface. Kerry Washington is a revelation playing the object of desire with an overwhelming sense of grace and dignity. Christoph Waltz again steals the show as the humorous but all-business bounty hunter. His scenes with Jamie Foxx are at the core of the movie's strength. To be sure, Django Unchained is all over the place. It's a semi-cohesive work. Django Unchained, nonetheless, is very entertaining, often laugh-out-loud funny, sometimes exhilarating, and wince-inducingly violent. So, put aside any qualms you may have and see Django Unchained. I did, and I'm glad I did. Django Unchained is MPAA rated R. At the box office, February 1st, Warm Bodies opened at number 1. Bullet to the Head opened at number 6. Opening February 8, Identity Thief, Jason Bateman has his financial and personal identification identity stolen. He hits the road with Melissa McCarthy in The Crime Caper. John Cho and Amanda Peet co-star. Also opening February 8 is Side Effects. Steven Soderbergh directs in what he has said is his last theatrical feature. Rooney Mara, Channing Tatum, Jude Law, and Catherine Zeta-Jones star in a crime caper about a prescription drug's side effects. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.
You're listening to WDIY FM Allentown, listener-supported community public radio. Up next, take charge of your life.
Good evening, everyone. It's time to take charge of your life. Hello, this is marriage and family therapist Eleanor Barbaro, your host, inviting you to take charge of your life on WDIY. The theme of this program is that so many events in life happen to us over which we